Now that the first COVID-19 vaccine has been approved and is being distributed, there are still some questions about exactly how that would work. This is Lisa Berry, and we're checking in with infectious disease specialist at Michigan Medicine, also the co-chair of Michigan Medicine COVID Vaccine and Therapeutics Task Force, Dr. Sandro Cinti. Thanks for joining us. I know this is a really big day there. You've already received some of the vaccine at Michigan Medicine?
Yes, it's a big day, a huge day. Thank you. Beginning of the end of this, hopefully, of this terrible pandemic.
I like that, the beginning of the end, because I wanted to ask you, are you seeing light at the end of the tunnel? Where are we in this whole pandemic process?
Well, it's very early in the vaccination process, but pretty amazing in terms of having a vaccine available. Less than a year since COVID hit the shores of the country. So I think this is quite amazing, and the research around this and all of the efforts that have been put forth to get this going are amazing. So I'm very encouraged. It's going to take a while, though, and I would tell everybody out there, be patient. It'll take months before we can get everybody vaccinated.
You have some on hand at Michigan Medicine in Ann Arbor. Who's getting it first? How will that work?
The healthcare personnel that have the highest risk exposures, and those are people seeing it's healthcare workers who are seeing patients either indirectly or directly. So, for instance, in an emergency department, it'll be the doctors, the nurses, the clerks, everybody who has contact with people who come in who are potentially infectious. Same thing in the ICUs and within our hospital. So it'll really be the people who have the biggest exposure. There will be folks in the outpatient setting who are doing swabbing. There are some people who are doing infusions for patients who are known to have COVID, and all those people will be up on the list. But that still means that it's going to take a while to get all those folks scheduled and vaccinated. Then we have to give the second dose in 3 weeks for the Pfizer vaccine.
Since you are at the front of the front line, have you received it yet?
I have not. I will be in the queue like everybody else. What we're really going to do to make this fair is everybody's going to put in for the sign up who wants to get the vaccine, and then people in the highest priority group will be randomly selected. So it's not first come first serve. We consider that not ethical, but it's really randomizing within the priority groups that we've established.
And what about the rest of us? When might we hope to get a
good question? The way this is being laid out by the CDC is the phase one are the healthcare personnel, as I just said, plus long-term care facilities, so nursing homes and people who work and live in those facilities. The second group will be essential workers. So then that brings up a huge group of people within our community. So it's anybody who's supporting the community as working in a store, in food service, in transportation. So it'll really open up at that point. And then later, of course, will be the rest of the population.
Any idea how long that will take? Like a year?
It'll take months.
Months?
I would be surprised if this doesn't take over 6 months to get completely done.
And because the vaccine was so quickly approved, do you feel 100% confident that it is going to work?
We feel very confident. So we have a committee, a safety and efficacy committee within our task force that looked at all the data that came in from the FDA, that came in from the Pfizer pharmaceutical. We'll do the same thing for Moderna when they put in their emergency use authorization. We vetted this. The CDC, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, which is a group of experts who advise the CDC, have looked at this and approved it. The FDA's advisory committee has also looked at this and approved it. Fauci's come on television to say that he would take it and give it to his family. Francis Collins, who's the head of the NIH, says that this is a vaccine he would take. So I think we have a consensus that this is, one, a very efficacious vaccine, so it protects 95% of the people who get it, and two, a safe vaccine. So it really fulfills those two criteria. So we do feel comfortable going forward and really communicating with the public that people should get this.
Yeah, speaking of the public, there is some hesitation of people saying, yes, I want to get it, but I don't want to be the first one in line. Is there a time period that it will help people feel safer? Like, hey, this has been happening for a month or 3 months, and so far so good? Or what can you tell those who are hesitant to get the vaccine?
Yeah, and I understand that feeling that people would want to wait to see, how does this pan out? Right. What does it look like? We have data from when we get Moderna's data, but the Pfizer data is over 40,000 people who were part of the trial. Moderna had 30,000. And both those trials will have people who are 2 months out from getting their second dose. So yes, there are side effects. People will get pain. Some people can get muscle aches the next day. There have been people who have gotten low-grade fevers the next day. But really serious adverse events have not occurred very frequently at all. And so, and what we would expect is, if we saw some serious adverse events, we'd mostly see those within the first 2 months. Of course, I can't say for sure because we don't have more than 2 months data, but we feel comfortable that the way this vaccine is formulated, that it's safe and that we should go forward.
How complicated of a process was it putting this distribution of the vaccine together at Michigan Medicine?
It's been very complicated because there are several ways that this is different than other vaccines. One, there's a cold chain that has to occur. So the Pfizer vaccine has to be at negative 70 when it's transported, and it has to stay in a freezer until it's used. And then can't just bring this to the bedside and start vaccinating people. So what we have to do is set up a centralized vaccination area. Plus, because of COVID, we can't just line people up to get vaccines there like they did with 2009. You may remember that one, that pandemic. We were lining people up around the block to give them the influenza vaccine. We can't do that here because of the distancing requirements. So what it will take is people, at least on the healthcare personnel side, we're going to have to schedule our employees to get this vaccine. They won't just be able to come down and line up and roll up their sleeve. It's going to be a little more complicated than that. So that made things, the planning right up until now, very intense. I think we have a plan moving forward. Our employees, they've been very helpful. We're trying to answer all the questions we can. But it'll be slow to start, and we'll ramp up and get better at this as we go along.
What is the time frame between the first and second dose?
For the Pfizer, it's 3 weeks, 21 days. For the Moderna, it's 28 days. And you need to get both. So that's another issue that we have to deal with is what's the incentive to come back and get the second dose, especially if somebody has pretty bad arm pain or they get muscle aches the next day. How do you convince them to come back and get that second dose? And the way you convince them, you say you need that second dose to get the 95% protection that the study showed.
So for those of us like me who appreciate a happy ending, can you put that out there? Like, you get your first shot, you wait a couple of weeks, you get the second shot, then, hey, you are good to go. You are COVID-free. Get back into life.
Yes, but with a caveat.
Okay.
We also have to let people know that they can't take their masks off. The protection, we feel the protection is there, but one thing we don't know is if somebody, say, gets vaccinated, they're protected, but then maybe they get a low-grade infection that's just up in their nose and they could transmit it to somebody else. So we can't just say, oh, everybody can take their masks off once they've gotten the vaccine. So masking, distancing, and all those things will still be in place. We won't be able to say that with confidence for, I think, months down the line. So people should not expect that there's really much change in their lives after this, except that we're moving towards taking the masks off and getting back to some sense of normality.
When you say a low-grade infection, do you mean a low-grade COVID infection?
So it's protective, but what we don't know is if people, say somebody gets the vaccine and it's one of those 5% that might get a low-grade infection, still get infected, that person could then we don't know if people can have the vaccine. Then if they get an asymptomatic infection, some people don't have any symptoms at all. And the vaccine, what we know is it protects you from getting COVID symptoms and from being put in the hospital with COVID. But what we don't know is, does it prevent you from getting asymptomatic carriage of the COVID up in your nose where you can spread it to somebody else? So it's not that you would get very sick with COVID, but all we know from the vaccine is it protects you from what we call symptomatic disease and severe disease.
Hasn't that been the most troubling part about this whole COVID thing, that is, you could be asymptomatic? And if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying that will not be resolved by the vaccine?
We don't know. Theoretically, it should also decrease by a lot the amount of virus, even if somebody got vaccinated, that would actually be circulating or be anywhere in the body. But we don't know that for sure. There haven't been studies done on that part of it.
So we are at the very, very beginning of the end of this pandemic.
Yes. I guess we can put it that way. There is light there at the end of the tunnel.
So that means, Dr. Sandro Sinti, you'll be having more conversations with us here at WEMU. But thank you for sharing this good news, and thanks for taking time out of your very busy schedule to talk to us.
Absolutely. Thanks for reporting on it.